And be by your phone if you'd like to communicate with us at 888-302-3684. You can try the social media way of being in touch. That's all right, too. Jennifer Warren loves to chat.
Yes, I'm a tweeter.
Here to do that. She can use Facebook as well. She's very ambidextrous. Tweet on one hand, Facebook on the other. Look at those hands. Now, these things you need to know about today. Put together by Ken Kessler and all his work. I certainly appreciate that. How about some good news to start off today? Everybody ready?
Yay!
Candy can be good for you.
Thank God.
Awesome.
And so those of you...
I don't even know Candy. Who is she?
She's a sweetheart.
Okay.
If you have a sweet tooth, here's some good news. Candy can be good for you. Well, too much candy isn't good, but did you know that dark chocolate has antioxidant properties that can decrease the risk of heart attack and stroke by 39%?
I did.
Woo-hoo.
But, you know, I thought you were talking about like a jelly bean, maybe.
Well, I'm working through. There are a lot of different kinds of candy. Chocolate in general has antidepressant qualities that improve your mood. Plus, it can help you relieve a cough and even reduce strains of cancer. Chocolate. Yum. All right, let's see here. Licorice and high cocoa chocolate can help avoid diabetes. Did you know that?
I did not.
Did not know that.
Mm-mm.
Peppermint helps to get rid of gas and indigestion. It improves concentration, such as
did
when...
Did you write that one down for yourself? Next.
Things are going so well.
Yeah, we're only 3 minutes into this hour, and she's already being a smartass. All right. Peppermint gets rid of gas and indigestion. Stop.
Note to self.
Chewing gum. Well, I'm not any different than anybody else. There are a lot of people who have... See, the problem is that women don't want to admit that they have gas. I remember a recent ride with one person who will remain nameless now because it would not be necessarily embarrassing, but pretty much everybody knows her name anyway. I called her on her having gas. She was not horrible. She laughed, and then she laughed some more. Anyway, chewing gum reduces stress and is good generally for your overall health.
It's interesting because when I start to feel anxious, I always do chew gum. Isn't that
do
right?
you? Mm-hmm. Really? When's the last time you were chewing gum?
Yesterday afternoon and evening.
Okay. All right. The United States of America, represented by the Justice Department, talking a lot this week about the war on drugs. I'm guessing that's going to take a back seat today to the Justice Department's latest move, which is to say no to American Airlines and U.S. Airways. No, you cannot merge. This is the first time this has happened. As you look at the history of mergers, there were three big mergers over the past, what, five, 6 years, 7 years, to put Delta and Northwest together, and then to put United and Continental together, and Southwest and AirTran together.
Mm-hmm.
So U.S. Airways and American, the last of the big airlines, and they decided when American filed for bankruptcy that they would try to get together.
Smush them together. Now, right. What do you think, because you're a traveling geek, kind of, and I don't mean geek in a bad way, but you love airplanes and air travel.
Well, my preferred airline, it isn't that I like them, it's just that they go, American has the most frequent service between Boston and L.A., and that's the most frequent trip. I'm going to be on a plane, American plane, tomorrow night to go to Los Angeles. That's what works for me. Do I love the airline? No. Do I like the people that work there? I actually do quite like, you know, you get, when you do it a lot, you see the same sorts, you see the same people, not the pilots necessarily, but the same crews, because Boston's a relatively small base for American.
Mm-hmm.
So I see frequently a group of women that I like very much. So they, to me, are the airline until I get into a tussle with somebody about something stupid. And we were talking about that on Monday, how American diddled around with somebody going to Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that story?
Right.
For those who didn't hear it, American had this woman goes back and forth to see her father from, let's see, I think she was in Orange County, flies to Chicago and then takes an American Eagle plane over to Toledo to see her 96-year-old father who's in ailing health. She does about once a month. So the father had a heart attack while they were there last weekend, and they would normally spend a couple of days, she and her husband, with her father. And the cost for each person is about $1,200 this time of year to fly from Orange County to Toledo and back again. So the father had a heart attack, and they wanted to make sure he was okay. It wasn't a serious one, but they needed to delay their flight by a day. So American promptly says, that's swell. And by the way, they were going to stay the night in Chicago. So the only part of the trip that had to change was Toledo to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And American happily charged them $700 a piece to change.
Unbelievable.
It really, really, really was beyond, beyond over the top. So they deserved the blackest of black eyes in terms of PR that they could get. So now, anyway, that has nothing to do with the Justice Department. Going together with actually a number of state attorneys general, this, if it were to be embraced, would create the world's largest airline. And so what the Justice Department says, and correctly so, the mergers of these other three behemoths has created a situation where the price you pay for a ticket has increased 14% a year on average since the mergers began.
It is much more expensive to fly now.
And they all lie when they go. I don't even like that word, but I'm using it more these days because there's such, these people are such BSers. They all say, well, one of the major impacts will be lower fares and better. What BS? That's not, it has never been the case. So anyway, the government says, wait a minute, not so fast. And so they've put it on hold. And this is, there's a lot of teeth to this because of all of the states getting involved, the anti-competitive nature. This is an $11 billion deal. American's worth $6 billion and US Air is worth a little less than $5. So the Assistant Attorney General says, quote, this will increase the price of airline tickets. It will change the process for check bags. It'll change flight fees. And it will result in hundreds of millions of dollars of harm to American consumers. So, these, of course, they're going to fight it. The two airlines are going to fight it. But I've said all along, American would be much better off staying the course on its own. Knowing what I know about the airline and the people who were there, and knowing what I know about U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways sucks. Now, American Airlines is bad, but U.S. Airways is really an awful.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
It's an awful, awful airline. They've all gotten bad. United used to be good. Ech. Delta used to be good. Awful. Southwest, pretty consistent. American, at least, is consistent. So, an American didn't want this. The court forced her. The guy who runs U.S. Airways, a former American employee, his name is Doug Parker, and he is an egomaniac like you wouldn't believe. And he's long wanted. He and the guy who's currently running American, a guy named Horton, were desk mates coming up through the system at American Airlines. They're both pals. And but Horton didn't want to give up. But the court made him do it because Parker promised a whole bunch of stuff to get him to agree to merge with American so that U.S. Airways could survive. I think, Michael, you were telling me that on Peter Schiff's program yesterday, he said that if they don't approve the merger, one of the airlines is going to go away anyway.
Right.
I'm going to guess because of the cash position Americans in and how they'd come out of bankruptcy, it wouldn't be American. It would be U.S. Airways that wouldn't be able to survive because it doesn't have enough foreign routes. It doesn't really have core, strong coast. I mean, the Phoenix and Philadelphia.
Yeah, they do some weird routes, don't they?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, and they really do. It's just, there's a nothing approach. The people who work at U.S. Airways are blah. It's just a lot. There really,
well,
it's just,
maybe not everybody.
Well,
I'm sure there
most
might be
of my company. Yeah. Anyway, so my guess is that this is going to kind of shake things up a little bit, and they want to have the merger finalized. So it'll go through court. They'll spend a little bit of time. I'm going to bet 50-50 on this. Kenny, I don't know if you've studied it anymore, but I'm going to put this is a 50-50 chance this may not work. And I think it would be just as well if it doesn't. That would be my read on it. I'd rather American survive, come out of bankruptcy with the leadership that it has now, than to have Parker run it. That's just my bias. And people say, well, why should I care? You should care because there's $70 billion a year spent to fly around our country, and that'll go up appreciably because these airlines will screw with you when it comes to fares. And they'll screw with you when it comes to fees. And they'll screw with you when it comes to what happens to your luggage. And they'll screw with you what goes on at the counter because they don't care. So why make it worse? I think that's the Justice Department. So two things from the Justice Department this week. Holder wants to get rid of the war on drugs, at least modify it somewhat, which is good. Most people like that. And most people, when they look at these mergers, see they're going to get screwed. So the Justice Department says, wait a minute. And I think that's good. Good for them. Two good things. Wow. In 1 week. Amazing. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get big clearance deals from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from an amazing $169. All vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't wait. Our flooring clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buying a new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Do not miss a minute. Miss a minute. Miss a lot. Speaking of minutes, it's 21 after on Good Day.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity Booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Sort of suburban San Diego. He's out in the mountains, a little bit east of San Diego. And he, along with everybody else that seems to be in the northern hemisphere, at least when it comes to California, talking about the San Diego mayor, Mr. Philanderer Filner.
Yes.
All right. So here's from last night's Conan O'Brien program, a bit of a barb focused on Mr. Filner.
San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, you heard about this guy, right? Out of control. He's been accused of two people in the audience went, uh-huh. No one else knows what the hell I'm talking about. But two is all I need. Now, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner has been accused of sexual harassment by 14 women. 14 women, and now there's so many, a hotline has been established. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
They're laughing at the true part. Conan did it again. He's been accused of sexual harassment by 14 women. Now a hotline's been established to take any new sexual harassment claims. Yeah. Yeah, the number is 1-800. How is this guy still mayor?
It is kind of true.
Yeah.
He's done enough, you know.
Yeah. So what, is there anything new on the home front there, Kenny, with regard to Mr. Filner the Philanderer?
Yesterday, a local Hooters establishment posted a sign that they would not serve Mayor Filner.
Aww.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, it doesn't seem like he needs them because he goes to Marie Callender's with all of his dates, so I think they're safe.
Does he really?
Yes, it's across the street from City Hall, and that's where he allegedly attacked that one lady.
Huh.
Is that Marie Callender's?
Is it Marie that he...
No word on it. That was before or after his pie. Hopefully after, because you don't want to miss out.
No, Marie Callender has great pie.
Delicious.
Great pie. All right, one of the other issues facing Americans is the spat between Time Warner and CBS. This thing goes on and on, has a life of its own. Whoopi Goldberg and the ladies on The View were talking about this. But I think if you listen carefully, it'll almost sound like Whoopi is complaining.
Time Warner's really pissing me off. Time Warner's really pissing me off. I mean, they are fighting, right, with ABC, NBC, NMNP. They're fighting with it. I don't understand. If I'm paying my bill, Why am I being penalized because you can't get your act together? Why do I have to pay for it? I've already given you the money. I want my shows.
In what planet did you ever think that Time Warner would take a station like CBS off of their lineup? And first of all, the fact, remember when you used to be able to watch TV without the cable?
Well,
then they came in some kind of way and said, you can't do anything without us.
Yeah. But, you know, there are a lot of other people other than Time Warner out there. But the thing that irritates me, and this irritates me on a big scale, because it's not just them that does this. Whenever these big corporations start battling, you always eat it.
That's it.
We always eat it. And so they take away, you know, Showtime. They take away this, and they tell you the day before, oh, we're taking it away. I don't think they should be able to do that. I feel like every time they have these issues, they should have to pay the consumer.
All right, this is more out of the page we were talking about a few minutes ago, American Airlines and US Air. What do you say, Jen? This is your field.
It's going to be another few months, I think, before they resolve everything. But Time Warner Cable does have to let you know. They just put the ad in the back of the newspaper where you don't see it. It's true. Truly. Yeah.
But Ken Kessler had a good question yesterday. How come CBS is number one in the ratings with their shows, even though they're off in Los Angeles and New York and, I think, Dallas?
Yeah, people are finding other ways, whether it hit the antenna or online.
All right. All right, screw you, Time Warner. I guess that's basically the bottom line. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. What do you think of the premise of The Town, a big new bestseller by Mark Leibovich, that there's a bipartisan permanent government of money and media effectively running Washington, D.C.?
The premise seems to me to have a lot of validity. It is a sort of the permanent class of Washington, and we see the power of lobbyists, and we see the cozy nature of the beast.
So there is more money now, bigger armies of lobbyists, but this is not new. I mean, yes, the new media kind of environment of 24-hour news cycle is putting a blowtorch to the gasoline, I suppose, but the main point is the point that he missed. The problem, it seems to me, is that people in Washington seem to believe that actions or inactions, for that matter, don't have consequences.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron Reagan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Day, eh? I'm practicing my Canadian. So, hello, eh? Farm news coming up in this half hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Those of you who live in California, I'd be interested to know what you think. We have two of the three people on the air right now, both Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn are in Southern California. So when California Governor Jerry Brown signed this bill into law this week, which allows the state's transgender public school students to choose which bathrooms they use. And
all right, wind me up on this one. Jerry Brown has made these really crazy laws this week, and I just, okay. Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, there are about 6 million children in school, in public schools in California. Supporters of this law say it will help cut down on bullying against transgender students. The families of transgender students have been waging local battles with school districts around the state over what restrooms and locker rooms their children can use.
Right.
Now Governor Brown says every transgender student in California will be able to get up in the morning knowing that when they go to school as their authentic self, they'll have the same fair chance at success as their classmates.
Doesn't that sound pretty like rainbows and birdies?
California is the first state to pass a law of this magnitude. However, those of us here in Massachusetts know full well that we have the same protection here for transgendered pupils. My question is, how do you know, and I'm not trying to be facetious here at all.
Okay.
The opponents of the bill say that allowing students to of one gender to use the facilities intended for the other could invade other students' privacy. The law will damage children. This radical bill, really, you think it's radical?
Yes.
Warps the gender expectations of children by forcing all public schools to permit biological boys in girls' restrooms, showers.
Let me tell you why this is just a bunch of
crap. She can hardly wait, Kenny. Let's get at it.
Okay, so here's the deal. So transgender, you were asking what that means. That means...
Well, I know what it means. In terms of students, I didn't realize that we had a full spate of transgender students.
I didn't know that we had a lot either. But apparently there's enough, or they were allowed enough to lobby this bill through.
But let's sort of understand. These are students that have had their sexuality changed already?
These are girls that say, you know what, I was born a girl, but I'm not really a girl. I identify with boys.
How do you know that when you're 6 years old?
And then it's the same thing. I'm a boy, but I really think I'm a girl. And so they might dress like a boy, or they might dress like a girl.
Even in the sixth grade, how do you know that?
Correct. I mean, I was playing with Barbie dolls in the sixth grade. But, hey, I guess we're maturing sexually, so whatever. So let's say there are a handful of transgender children. What this law does that Jerry Brown passed gives everybody the right to choose which bathroom they want to use. So instead of having teams, like I have a hoo-hoo and you have a hoo-ha, you get to choose. It protects students to choose which bathroom facilities they want to use. Now, what do you think that's going to mean? You're going to have boys in the girls' room and girls in the boys' room, and you don't think that's going to increase either cases of bullying or sexual problems, or it's just causing a whole other thing. So then what's going to happen next? They're going to say, well, we can't have bathrooms anymore for girls and boys. We have to have independent bathrooms. So guess who's going to have to pay for that, because they're going to have to destroy all the current
structure. Wait a minute. The same people who had to pay for the guy in prison sex change operation.
Yeah. To put in private one-off bathrooms throughout all of the schools in California, and they're going to charge the taxpayers for that. This is ridiculous. I mean, you know, I'm all for being sensitive to people's preferences, and I don't care who you sleep with at night. But these are children, and they should be where you know, there's like two teams here. Sorry, pick the one that you were born with. Go for that. If you want to change things when you get out of school, by all means, you have my support. But, I mean, am I alone here? Do you get what I'm like? I just can't believe that this is even an option.
It's pretty obvious from my tone and where I am. Kenny, what do you think?
I don't understand. I had never heard that this was an issue.
I didn't either.
No.
And I've been in California now 7-8 years, and I hadn't heard that this was an issue. And I don't. They're saying that this is supposed to curb bullying. I don't see how that's gonna help that at all.
How do these things get through?
You don't think?
How do they get through the legislature? Are there that many cucamongas? I mean, Massachusetts, I know there are. So California, here I am living in the two craziest states in the country.
I mean, you don't think a kid who, you know, who is biologically a girl and is going into the boys' room to shower, you don't think that person's going to get bullied?
As they get older, they're going to have something else. You know,
well, and that's the other
thing.
I want to know, again, there's always gray area with these things. It protects all children up until grades kindergarten through 12. So does that mean a high school boy can go into a girl's room now because he chooses that he wants to? It's just weird.
Yep. This is not going to work well.
The other part of this is about sports teams in school. And again, back to the bullying thing, if this is supposed to help, I don't know how that's going to help a boy who identifies
wants to play girls volleyball
and wants to be on the girls volleyball team. I can't imagine that's going to help keep him from being bullied.
Yeah. Unga bunga.
I know. Right. It's government, I swear. It wants you to have so much freedom, except when it comes to picking what kind of food you eat or what you want to name your kid.
Speaking of picking the food that you eat, earlier this week I talked about the FDA and how the continuing focus on this Food Safety Modernization Act is going to affect you. And I've gotten a great deal of input, and I appreciate that. Thank you. It's emailed to Doug at DougStefan.com. Or to you can go to Facebook or Twitter and send comments, or 888-302-3684. So somebody asked me what to do, this proposed spate of regulations, if not changed or eliminated will affect all of the family farms in this country and pretty much put most of them out of business because they can't afford to keep up with the regulations that these idiots want us to follow, plus the fact that they aren't, the regulations mean nothing because they don't go after the real problem, the big agribusinesses are the problem, not the small family farmer. You heard me say that 100 times if I said it once, but you know it's true because you buy, if you're smart, produce from local sources. You either get to the farm itself or you go to the stores and see that the stuff's locally grown. Never going to have a problem with that. Meanwhile, the FDA says that they're going to do all kinds of things that will scrutinize what's going on the farms. So there's an on-farm produce rule. I don't want to necessarily bore you with all the stuff. Suffice it, if you have any trust in what I say at all, then you'll want to comment. Go to the FDA online. You can do that. And you have, I think, until the end of this month. They are actually soliciting, so they say, public comments before they finalize their rules. So if you go to the FDA website or you go to the House.gov or the Senate.gov or you call the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121, you will ask for consideration. As far as the House, that's probably the best place you can go is to your congressman. Hopefully, especially if you're in an agricultural area, they're tuned into this. Most of them don't support it, but there weren't enough to keep it from happening because the way they presented the bill, and these idiots don't read the bill, so they don't really know what they're voting on, but it was the Food Safety Enhancement Act. How do you vote against that? Of course we want food to be safe for everybody! And in voting for it, you put half the farmers out of business in the country. Brilliant. So I'm going to give you some specifics. The FDA ought to be urged to provide appropriate due process protections, which aren't even, isn't due process something that we have guaranteed to us under the Constitution? Isn't that
I think so.
Supposedly.
All right. Yeah. So that's not even in this bill. The FDA just says, okay, this is the rule, like it or love it, do it or don't, you're out of business if you don't do what we tell you to do. How the hell does that happen in this country? Anyway, what they want, they being the people who are opposed to this, and that's most of the small farmers in the country, they want adequate time for farmers and food processors to gather evidence and documents to support the exemption they're looking for, and that's for anybody who makes less than $1 million a year should not be required to do all of this stuff. The requirement that the agency have a reasonable basis prior to beginning an investigation. See, that's it. They can investigate you. They don't have to have a reason. Just, I don't like the color of your car, so I'm coming in and investigating your farm. I don't like the color of your cows. I don't like the color of your milk. Whatever it is, they can do it. I sound like I'm being silly here, but I'm not being silly. I'm telling you that this is the craziness of all of this. A requirement that the agency provide credible evidence that the exemption ought not to be revoked. And that's really what they want. They want to not have any way of being questioned. That's really what the FDA wants. They want to be the ultimate authority on this. And so I suggest to you that this is a serious, serious problem and will limit, if enacted, the way that it's come down. First of all, to a point, at the moment, there's no money to make this happen because they don't have any money. This hasn't been funded. So the FDA is doing all kinds of stuff to create the ambiance so that hopefully someday they will get funding so they can hire the people to do this stuff. Right now, they don't have any money. And the sequester took care of that. But there's the timing of this. August, nobody's around, you know, that kind of stuff. The cutesy stuff that the government or anybody wants to play with you if they really don't want you to know what's going on. Instead of having this conversation a month from now and everybody's back, no, let's do it in August when nobody's here. Nobody's paying attention.
Yep, very quiet around town.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I want you to know more. Is that enough info on that, guys? Has everybody done a sufficiently
an excellent
good job,
sir.
All right.
Very nice.
And it affects you. This is not just about farmers. It's about all the food that you guys eat. That's what it's about. 15 before the hour. You've tried to whiten your teeth, and you have been annoyed because you used strips, and they taste awful. You've used trays, and that's even worse because you've got to keep those trays on your teeth for an hour. And when it comes off, the gums are all sensitive. Ew, yuck. All right, you've used toothpaste that has sand in it. That sounds like a real recipe for disaster, doesn't it? Or using bleach on your teeth. That really makes a lot of sense. You know what bleach does to your gums? Some people actually have done that.
Put it hurts bleach. A little.
More than a little.
Yeah.
All right, all this stuff is passe now because Power Swabs is on the scene. Da-da-da-da. I use Power Swabs about once a week now. And I do it in place of regular toothpaste. I'll put the swab on, about a minute with the blue swab and a minute with the white swab. And 5-10 minutes later, I look at the teeth. I can see. I have white teeth pretty much anyway, a little yellow sometimes here and there. You want to clean up your teeth in 5 minutes, you can do it. Call 800-865-7602. You got caps? No problem. Crowns? No problem. Veneers? No problem. Power Swabs get rid of the stains on them as well. So, you want a nice white smile? Call 800-865-7602 and get your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. 800-865-7602. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Guaranteed to work or your money back. That's the ticket to whiter teeth. Thanks to Power Swabs at 800-865-7602.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Okay, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen, the interesting ideas or things going on in the world, almost immediately.
Immediately.
After a North Carolina voter ID bill was signed into law yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Civil rights groups filed lawsuits challenging it. The law imposes strict photo ID on the people who vote there, reduces the number of days.
Started on this one.
For early voting, I know. Well, I did it at the end of the...
I know. What is the big deal? You have to have an ID to buy Sudafed.
Yeah, it's just... It is. Yeesh. This is the height of something that isn't. It isn't.
And you know,
stupid.
Hillary Clinton has made this her thing now, so she can start.
Or has she?
Yes, this is her new platform, so that she can.
But no voter ID.
She doesn't want voter ID now.
Okay, well then I would take back my support for her, because I think voter ID is like a no-brainer. Frankly, how do you have people voting? You don't even know who they are. Come on. Come on, America. Wake
up.
Come on. Come on. 51 after on Good Day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After the hour, that music sounds like it's out of an old that Clint Eastwood movie or something. All right, let's move in groove, boys and girls, and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere interested in technology. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And usually the man who gets us going and thinking about various items that are of technical import to you is a fellow named Shelley Palmer, who today will talk about some of the pluses and minuses of Google's Nexus 7 tablet. Anybody got one of those?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, somebody must have one, or he wouldn't be talking about it, so let's find out. And maybe it'll be intriguing enough to get people to go find one of those Nexus 7 tablets and get one, because you want to be the first kid on your block to have one, probably, right? It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultation that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today.
With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's new Nexus 7 may be the king of the 7-inch tablet market. With a killer screen and twice the processing power of the first-gen Nexus 7, Google's newest tablet is a great device. Many users, however, are reporting problems with the GPS function on their new Nexus tablets. Users say that their device can locate a GPS satellite with no problem and navigate them partway along their journey until the tracking suddenly stops and the tablet finds itself unable to locate the satellite again. If you've picked up the new Nexus 7 and you're running into this issue, some owners have reported that restarting the tablets can help, while others have said swapping their unit out for a brand new one still gives them the same problem. Google is aware of the issue and it's working on a fix, but there's no timetable for the fix or patch. In the meantime, if you need turn-by-turn navigation for a trip, steer clear of using the new Nexus 7. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24-7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate dear reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
So I got rules and restrictions. Who wants rules and restrictions? Both. Come on. Let's not have any of that stuff. All right, so I wanted to follow up on a story that's here at DougStefan.com today. We have a lot of good stories, and you can follow them. We have several different categories, the things that are trending, stories of the day. And then there is this prankster in L.A. who expressed his annoyance over constantly upgrading technology by placing a joke product on the shelves at Best Buy's. A useless plastic box.
Oh, a box.
A box. Look at that. A box. They were in five stores, Best Buy stores, last Friday in L.A. It's kind of a fake-out gadget container and doesn't do anything. But yet it's there. Help yourself.
That's very bizarre.
Story out at DougStefan.com.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get big clearance deals from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from an amazing $169. All vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't wait. Our flooring clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.